Yes, children are still very vulnerable to the disease. I think a lot of progress has been made in terms of controlling the disease, but I think a lot more work needs to be done to eliminate it and to protect children. As you know, cholera is a waterborne disease, so it's not just a case of tackling cholera, it's a case of tackling all waterborne diseases, which happens to be the second cause of infant mortality in Haiti. In terms of numbers, basically up till May this year, we've seen about 780,000 cases of cholera and just a little over 9,000 deaths. And so for children, about 38% of the suspected cases are children under five. So we've seen over 100,000 children suffer from suspected cholera, and over 750 have died from cholera since the beginning of the epidemic. In addition to the mortality figures, which are way too high already, there are also a much greater impact in terms of the families and the communities. So, for example, when a child gets waterborne disease, watery diarrhea or cholera, you can expect that child to be absent for at least 3 or 4 days. So based on the figures, we calculate 28,000 days of school days have been lost since the beginning of the epidemic. You can also imagine that all of these deaths, the 9,000 deaths, these are mothers, these are fathers, these are family members, which have a huge impact both on the family's ability to survive in the absence of a parent or the loss of a parent, but also just the psychological impact on children. And finally, as you can imagine as well, children under five are the most vulnerable to this kind of disease because they haven't yet had the ability to build up the strength and the capacity to withstand it.
Are there enough medical facilities and medical supplies in Haiti to help the sick children?
I think there's been a lot of effort on the part of the government and international partners to improve access to healthcare and the treatment of cholera. Clearly, in the big cities, where we have Hôpital de Référence, there is cholera treatment facilities. But when you go to some of the more isolated communities, then finding proper healthcare facilities becomes more challenging. So UNICEF and other partners such as ECHO, DFID, and PAO have worked on trying to establish cholera treatment centers in the most isolated areas, while at the same time working with MSPP to improve the overall healthcare system. Cholera treatments and the epidemic reflects the need to invest much more in the healthcare system. It's a lot like Ebola. You've seen the same number of people die from cholera since the beginning of the epidemic in Haiti as we saw in Ebola. But what we need is a huge and massive investment in the healthcare system to really address challenges that we face.
You mentioned, you touched a bit upon UNICEF's action on the ground. Can you tell us a bit more about the programs you have been able to launch to help the children? For instance, are you involved with vaccination campaigns?
We have various ways of tackling cholera. The first, of course, is to control the disease. And so with partners, the Ministry of Health, and with DINEPA, which is the water authority here in Haiti, we've established what we call a rapid response mechanism, which means for every cholera case reported in the country, a rapid response team is dispatched to that area, and that rapid response team helps sanitize the immediate household, helps working with the family to provide oral rehydration, and then also works on explaining what they need to do to avoid future transmission. So that rapid response mechanism, there's about 50 teams throughout the country, and with that mechanism, we've been able to bring down the number of people affected by cholera from a height of 350,000 in 2011, just over 36,000 last year. So this rapid response mechanism really helps control the disease, but it's not the answer. The answer is also to increase access to clean water and increase access to sanitation facilities. So UNICEF, with the support of Japan and Canada and OFID, which is the OPEC Development Fund, we've been working to increase access to clean water in communes where we know the cholera is most persistent. And we've also worked with those communes to reduce open defecation. This campaign started late 2014 with the Secretary General launching it with the Prime Minister. And since end 2014 to now, so we're talking 18 months more or less, we've managed to convince 31 communities at least to become open defecation free. That's about 20,000 people that have made that transition. And we're working in about 120 communities throughout the country. So this is a process that takes time because it requires changing people's attitude and behavior. But I think we've come a long way. But obviously, we need a lot more investments, and it's going to take more time to ensure that all Haitians, particularly Haitian children, have access to clean water and good sanitation facilities.